The news update for October the 1st, 2022. Can you believe it? Yes. On this Saturday morning edition, hour number two with the War Room, hosted by Owen Schroeder, broadcasting on both SiriusXM and terrestrial radio satellite networks, and broadcasting across the internet and all podcasting platforms where you consume your content. Our podcast name is Top Headlines National International News Stories. So it's Top Headlines National and International News Stories. Okay? All right, I'll tell you right, we'll get back with hour number two. Stay tuned, folks.
Of his grocery stores around the world. That's what we need.
Yeah, I agree. I literally moved here because of his situation. Like, he's got, I've always been a big fan of grocery stores. I almost see him as like church, you know, because it's like you're that's where you're getting the sustenance to feed your temple and to keep yourself alive, you know. So once we covered his in 2020, I had to come out here for vacation. Once I saw it, I was like, this is the best.
By the way, Alfie Oaks was on the Alex Jones Show earlier today, if you want to check that out. But Stan, I don't think I've ever heard Alfie express any political aspirations. I think he loves his work. He loves his career too much.
Yeah, I imagine he probably does too. But he knows how to keep people employed, knows how to keep them fed. But what I was going to say was, since Dark Brandon said the pandemic's over, then all these emergency powers for every governor, the EUA, the PREP Act, all that stuff should be voided, right?
Well, yes, but he's not the real president, and every liberal news outlet and Democrat said, oh, no, he didn't mean that immediately after he said it, so.
Yeah. Hey, has Rob taken his Road Warrior drink sponsored by InfoWarsStore.com today?
I don't know. There's the camera on him right there. He says yes.
Well, I kind of already knew the answer.
Well, the problem is we're out of Turbo Force. I mean, I've got a secret stash of Turbo Force, and so does Rob, but we're out on the website, unfortunately.
I'm running low, too. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I wanted to say, as I go, shout out to one of my buddies, Jason C., and his team that have been pulling people out of ground zero from the hurricane the last couple days.
Yeah, I'm curious, Greg, have you seen much of that, or did it seem like most people either got out of there safely or just were able to ride it out safely?
Well, like I said, from what I've seen locally, I'm pretty much right by the private airport in Naples, so I'm about, I don't know how many miles that is, 10-minute drive to the coast. Around where I'm at, just trees everywhere. Everyone got flooded. The real devastation was down by the coast, downtown Naples. I heard the pier's gone. I heard Naples' pier's gone.
Yeah, the fishing pier completely gone.
That's terrible. I mean, that thing, classic. I don't know how old that thing is, but an old, decades-old fishing pier that was thriving. Every time you go down there, the place was packed with locals fishing. And so most of what I've gotten is... like I said, my internet's been terrible, the media's been bad, but the radio and the truck's been good, so I've been listening to the radio, and I've just been hearing descriptions. The craziest description I heard was a family, it was a kid's teacher, and the mother was on the radio talking about her kid's teacher, and her kid's teacher lived in Sanibel Island with her family, and they spent the whole night on top of their countertops, terrified, you know, at the water right up to the counters.
Yeah, the flood was, I think it was mostly unexpected. But the fact that we're not hearing about, like, hundreds dead today tells me that, again, DeSantis did a great job, and this is, I think, we really missed a bullet here. I mean, this was a devastating storm, and we're not hearing much about deaths. That's a great thing.
I would agree. He had, he had the first responders lined up and ready, you know, and getting closer, and the whole time, poised and ready. As soon as it was safe to go in. And they had intel. I mean, the stories I've been hearing on the radio... Local radio is impressive as to the operation, and no one's complaining. Everyone's, like I said, everyone's all together. Things are coming together. I'm impressed. Here I am. You know, I got my electricity on. I got my internet back on. Everyone around me's kind of just cleaning up right now.
I mean, that's just amazing to think you're already up and running with electricity after that. Stan, anything else?
That's it, brother. Great work as always, man. We're doing what we can on our end to support you guys. And it's all in the reflexes, brother. Talk to you next month.
All right, Stan. Appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back. We've got Barry, we've got Scott, we've got Mike. We'll take your calls with Greg Reese on the other side of this break. Remember to keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com if you like this transmission and you like Greg Reese's work.
The InfoWars Store Super Sale, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. All of our best-selling items, from the Ultimate Krill Oil to the Vitamin D3 Gummies with calcium to Supermill Vitality to our great Fizzy Magnesium, highest quality magnesium out there, to Rainforest Ultra, you name it, is all back in stock, 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting part of this is we have X3 back in stock. So many people, the UN estimates over 2 billion, have cognitive disabilities because they have iodine deficiencies. And most forms of iodine are not fully absorbable. But we have all three of the best, healthiest, most absorbable types of iodine together. That's why it's X3 in one formula. Now, we also have X2. It's apples and oranges. It's a great formula as well. But it's pure deep earth crystal. And it's amazing. X3 is deep earth crystal with two other healthy types of iodine that your body absorbs. It is essential to electrochemical activity of the body, all cellular activity, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, your fertility. So many of the problems we have in the world today are because of iodine deficiency. Hell, until 30 years ago, the government put it in the salt, a low-quality version, but it still had some great effects. Many estimates are IQs, after just a few years of iodine in the salt, were boosted up to 15 points, on average 10 points. So X3 is unlike any other product out there. It's tri-iodine, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for about 6 months at 50% off. So, restock your X3, or if you've never tried X3, try X3 today, and know regardless you win, because you're funding an organization that is having a massive effect against the New World Order, promoting liberty and freedom and justice. So X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Together we passed and signed the first meaningful gun safety law in 30 years. Now we're not stopping there. I'm coming back. We are going to ban assault weapons again. Did it once, and I'm going to do it again.
What is he talking about? An absolute ravings of a lunatic, a madman, a dementia-ridden old pervert who wants to take your firearms. It's amazing stuff, Greg, isn't it? It's amazing stuff that the basic concept of freedom and slavery goes completely missed when we talk about the Second Amendment and gun confiscation. How is this one so missed by so many people? How have so many Americans been deceived that they don't understand what disarmament means? They don't understand what a citizen being disarmed represents and what that means. That the president can go up and say he's going to ban assault weapons. He's going to disarm millions of Americans. I mean, how does this, or maybe Americans do know what it means and they're going to reject it again.
Well, I think we're getting reasonable, normal people are getting a firsthand lesson as to why we have the Second Amendment right now. It really comes down to the fact that you can't trust your government. You can't trust your military. You can't trust your politicians. You can't really trust anyone outside of your family and your community. You know, strangers on TV, we shouldn't be trusting. And so I think everyone who's reasonable right now is starting to learn that. It's the... As to why a certain amount of us just seem to just go along with whatever crazy they're told, I don't know. I think people will probably be writing books about that for generations to come if we get through this. You know, I call them statists lately. You know, people that just cower along with whoever's in charge, whoever's the boss. But that's a big mystery why those people go along with it. But I think normal people are all understanding exactly why we have the First and Second Amendment. Like, think about five-year-old kids. I mean, their minds are being formed right now, like our founding fathers, you know, of the seriousness of it, you know, the importance of these things that so many of us take for granted.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what Biden is talking about. He says he's done it before. I don't know when Biden ever banned assault weapons before, and they don't even classify what an assault weapon is. That way it's open for interpretation. They'll just take all weapons. They'll say they're all assault weapons. I don't know. Do you remember Biden banning assault weapons? I mean, I don't know.
No, but I wasn't paying attention to politics back in his day and everything like that. He's been around forever, so he. And if there was a bill up, there was a ban on assault weapons back in the day. I don't know when that was, the 90s or something. So he probably, if he was around back then, he probably was. He probably had a signature on there if he could. But we all know he's crazy. I'd like to ask you and our audience if you guys think I'm crazy and get your opinions on this, because I don't trust our government. I don't trust our politicians. I don't really trust many people at all. And so, and I remember hearing something about this in the past. I actually did a report on it, I think, on Hurricane Sandy, because someone actually found, like, radar evidence that looked like some type of device was being aimed at the hurricane and steering it. So I remember that. So I looked into it, and I found back as early as 1947, there was our military had an operation called Project Cirrus, where they claimed they were trying to diminish hurricanes, and they went above a hurricane and they seeded it. Right after doing it, the hurricane steered inland and caused a bunch of devastation, and everyone freaked out and accused the military of steering hurricanes. So the military backed off, and according to Wikipedia, of course, that's not what they were trying to do. They were actually trying to do the opposite, but had nothing to do with them. But they backed off because the people were upset. And then back in the 60s, Project Storm Fury, they did the same thing. Same thing happened. They were seeding the hurricanes, and then right after they did it, I think Storm Fury claims that they didn't actually seed it yet. They're about to seed it, and then it just randomly took a right turn and went inland, and everyone blamed them. So they're like, oh, it wasn't us, but we'll stop. And so the end of the Wikipedia thing, it says that they gave up on that because they just couldn't successfully do it. But yet we have HAARP, which does exactly what they wish they could have done back in the 40s and 60s. They're basically trying to change the temperature and pressure around these things to successfully steer it, which it looks like they were able to do back then. And that's what HAARP does, but much more efficiently, I guess you could say. So am I crazy in thinking? And is it interesting to note that right after the whole Ron DeSantis stunt with sending 50 of the illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, right after that, this happens, and this is absolutely the most conservative, not just conservative, but very kind of old school, wealthy, a lot of retired military, a lot of retired officers, big brass, very conservative area of Florida. You can't drive anywhere without Let's Go Brandon stickers and straight up flags waving on pickup trucks. And, you know, it's so is that, am I crazy to put this all together? I have a friend who is from Fort Myers, and that's what he thinks. He thinks this was some act of revenge or even some way of cutting out a large amount of people that support DeSantis before the election, you know, keeping them busy and homeless, trying to find their homes and everything right now. I don't know. I'd like to hear from our audience. I'm going to be digging deeper on this. It is interesting. It doesn't take long to get in there and see that our military has been steering hurricanes for 80 years officially.
Well, we can definitely get the veterans on the line to weigh in on that, and I'll just weigh in on that quickly, because and to go back to Sandy, what happened was, and I don't remember the name of the websites, but basically you had these international radar sites that did like global radar, and people noticed that there were these anomalies happening, and then the anomalies would happen in the radar, and then the hurricane would totally change its course, and then it ended up making landfall. We remember the devastation of that. I think it was in New York, got the worst of it. And so I remember covering that at the time. I haven't seen anything like that in regards to Hurricane Ian. My opinion on the matter is, look, if I can conceive it, somebody out there is probably smart enough to build it. That's kind of been the life lesson that I've learned just going throughout life, even as a kid. You think about something and then you realize, oh, wait, that's actually going on. And so we know that they do cloud seeding. I mean, I've gone to government meetings down here, the Texas Department of Weather Modification. That's an actual government meeting they have. I went to their meetings. I talked to the guy that runs the cloud seeding programs. So they don't deny that this is going on. China admits they manipulate the weather. Russia admits they manipulate the weather. So there's definitely some science there. There's definitely some methodology there. However, I don't think they've perfected the science, Greg. I don't think they have it down enough to be able to control a hurricane like that. And I think that if they could, there'd be way too much evidence and people would notice that they're doing that. Like the deal with Sandy, when everybody saw that anomaly in the radar. So, you know, I think that there may be an element of that. I'm not going to point to that when it comes to Hurricane Ian, because I just don't think I don't think they've perfected the technology. I don't think they've perfected the science enough yet to use it as weapons. But I know people out there that do. You might fall into that category, and some of our callers might. So we can get some opinions from veterans on this. Let's go to Barry, Army veteran in Kentucky. By the way, Barry, you can still call in and talk about what you want, but if you want to weigh on the question that Greg brings up too, feel free. Barry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Owen. I just want to talk about my recent experience. I work as a field service engineer on automation devices. I travel all over the Midwest. Here recently, this has happened twice, and now the last incident is the first time I personally tried to interject. And basically what's going on is you're going to find these white Champion buses with tinted windows, with 30 to 40 kids, all of Latin descent. And unfortunately, you know, some creepy bus driver. And when, you know, I tried to make this conversation and try to understand what's going on when you got 30 kids rushing into a gas station that don't speak any English, I was told that they're political immigrants. You know, serving this country, looking back, I just can't understand where they're taking this. In my opinion, it's probably just the weaponization of immigrants and trying to get their ideology. But I feel bad for these kids, and I can understand that, you know, they're looking for the happiness in America, and they're taking photos at a grimy gas station that we see as an everyday, you know, commodity. It just doesn't make sense. And
well, see, you just nailed it right there. What we have is an open border economy. It's an entire economy based off the open borders. And yes, the children are just commodities of that. Commodities for the cartels, commodities for the Western elites that get paid to bust them throughout the country. We'll talk more of that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. All right. Let me explain the open border economy, and we'll get Greg Reese's response and Bill's response. But basically, it's like this. Yes, obviously, child sex trafficking is happening at the open border. I don't want to get too into detail with that for the sake of time. I'm going to be covering that extensively on Monday with a special guest. But yeah, that's just the worst element of the basic human trafficking down at the southern border. But it's the open border economy. So you've got the human trafficking element, which is one element, the cartels, the human traffickers, the coyotes that are running that, making millions. Then you've got the hotel owners, the motel owners. They're making millions. They're getting paid to house all these individuals. You've got the transportation industry. It's making millions transporting these illegal immigrants all over the country. You've got the basic infrastructure to build and to maintain with the facilities of all the overwhelming numbers of illegal immigrants coming in. They're making millions. You've got the local charities that are getting paid to bring these people in, house them, and get them organized. They're making millions. And so it's just a giant open border economy that the Biden administration has written a blank check to just fund all of it. And so that's what it is. So there's interests to keep the open border there. There's financial interest to keep the open border there. America be damned. American people be damned. Basic common decency be damned. The basic concept of a border be damned. And so it's a blank check. It's an open border economy. And the child sex trafficking is just the worst element of it in response to the last caller who's dropped off. Greg, you want to comment on that? You've covered the open border.
Yeah, the open border is a nightmare. It's a horror show. I feel bad for every reporter that focuses on that, has to focus on that. But to me, the way I see it is everything you just mentioned, it's Operation Destroy America. That's what the whole thing is about. And everything else is just getting rich while they're doing it. They're just the people that are the big, you know, the people willing to do that are criminals, scumbag criminals. And so obviously they're in it for something. They're in it to get whatever they can get. So everyone involved, from the human trafficker to the president of the United States, are just trying to get theirs before it all burns down. But the ultimate goal is to burn it down to the ground. And they're doing an incredible job of it.
Sad but true. Oh, man, I was just going to go to Barry on the line. He wanted to talk about that. He literally just dropped off, unfortunately. Barry, if you want to call back, I was just about to go to your call. You wanted to talk about the open border with the children being trafficked. I'm going to do a big discussion on that on Monday, though. So instead, let's go to Scott, an Army veteran called in from Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen and Greg?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Howdy.
No worries. Hey, first I'll chime in on Greg's thought. Greg, I think you may have something there. I wouldn't put it past them to get that technology and to do something like that. You're also in line in what I think Mike Adams was talking to earlier about our chemical factory plants, resources, how that shuts down the second one in that chain. I don't remember the one that he was talking about, but he had mentioned that, and that's in Florida. It could be a big factor in that as well. The other thing I want to talk about is just a little warning for all the people out there as far as being prepared and things like this and for other future events is the four basic things, you know, food, water, shelter, and fire. Make sure you have those things. The InfoWars store will cover you on all those areas. Take advantage of that, support InfoWars. The last thing I wanted to chime in real quick is something for the veterans and disability help, and something I've recently learned. I've been retired for 22 years and never got VA benefits. Have a recent girlfriend who's worked in the Army hospital and has been pushing me and pushing me, and I'm glad she did, because the one thing I'm going to go for is 100%. The reason why is you get your property, your estate tax exempt. Down the line, when you have nothing, and you may own your land, you may own your property and your home, but if you can't pay your taxes, they can come in and get it like that. If you're tax exempt, they can't touch it.
I'd like to say we're all tax exempt.
I agree.
Really, we are.
How about we just stop taxing Americans into oblivion? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be great. That would be the... If we can all come together and agree to do that, that would be the ideal solution, because I'm 100% on that.
And hey, if you want to pay taxes or you want to pay more taxes, voluntarily go ahead and do it. But it's funny, the people that want to raise our taxes never do. Just like the people that want to have open borders don't want to take in the illegal immigrants. And they all have something in common. They're liberal Democrats.
Hey, Greg, there is one more thing I wanted to shoot. Geez, ironic you're on. First, Owen, Alex and Harrison, y'all do... great job. Love your work. Keep it up. The world's in your hands. Greg, I'm loving what you're doing. The attention span for people is short. The way you present your material is ideal. It's short, precise. It's clear. You get to the point. I'm using your stuff. I'm building something for a project I'm doing. Probably 80% of the material I'm getting is gathering it from yours because of those reasons. Please keep up your work too, man.
Follow Greg Reese on band.video. You'll find all his great reports, even putting out reports in the middle of a hurricane. Amazing stuff. Let's go to Mike, Marine, Army veteran. Mike's in Arizona. You're on the air, Mike. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we've got you, Mike.
All right, roger that. Yeah, actually, I was calling in to talk about the situation on the border and the proxy war that's happening there with China. I'll hit a few just bullet points real quick. Basically, what's been going on down there, it's a much bigger problem than what most people understand or think it is. The Chinese government has been flying military drones off of cartel airfields over the United States, like actually violating airspace over, you know, major areas. They're actually doing what we, you know, in the military basically call, like, you know, basically like a leader's recon, photographing all of our infrastructure and assets, military, law enforcement, things like that.
And by the way, the Chinese now have what they call police stations in Canada and the U.S., which they claim are to monitor Chinese nationals that are here.
Exactly.
I mean, there may be an element of truth to that, or it might tie into what you're talking about.
Yeah. Further from that, right now, you know what BAE Systems is, the British... company that builds aircraft, ships, stuff like that. But right now in China, there are somewhere between 900 to 1,000 ships in dry dock that are being refit for amphibious operations, delivering troops, aircraft, armored vehicles, things like that. I don't know if you know the gentleman, Eduardo Calderon. He served in the Mexican law enforcement military. He's been on Rogan. You might want to hit up AJ. You guys really need to get him on the show. He knows a lot of this. All the fentanyl that is being shipped is Chinese. The cartels are being supplied by Norinco, which is a Chinese arms manufacturer. You can check on this too. The U.S. Customs has intercepted well into the tens of thousands of parts from Norinco that are coming in to basically... convert weapon systems to fully automatic. Chinese military uniforms have been intercepted, you know, in the thousands. like I said, Calderon can validate, you know, much of this because, you know, he served in Mexico for many, many years. You know, one of the few guys that actually made it, you know, I think he served something like somewhere between 10 to 15 years. But, yeah, he can validate much of this. You guys really need to get him on the show. He's an American citizen now, does a lot of training, does a lot of work with military law enforcement, PMCs. He does have a book out. Everybody should check that out.
All right, what's the guy's name?
Eduardo Calderon.
All right, Eduardo Calderon. The crew will take that name down. Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Greg, your response to these issues?
I'm just writing that. I was right about to ask, what's the guy's name again? Because that's very interesting. Maybe I should look more into the border. But, I mean, that's what drives me crazy is it seems crystal clear that China is behind pretty much all of this. And not enough people are talking about it. And I would think that Putin, I mean, I like Putin too, but I would think that he should understand that as well. And he's not really saying that. He's ignoring the fact that, so far, ignoring the fact that China has so much to do with this.
Well, I think that's so strategic does seem like, because Putin's trying to have a partner, an ally in China.
Perhaps, hopefully, yeah. I mean, I hope there's some good guys on the playing field. I really do. I'm not as black-pilled as some people. I do still hold out hope for the human race.
Wow, you must really be having a good day.
Well, hey, man, I'll tell you what. You live through stuff like this pretty much unscratched. You just walk around saying praise God all day and then feeling pretty good. So, yeah, I can't complain.
Well, that's a great note to end it on right there. Greg Reese, great stuff as always. Follow him on band.video for all of his reports. And thanks for joining us from Florida. Glad to see you. Glad you're back in your apartment safe.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. There goes Greg Reese. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The big super sale is on. Top-rated, top-selling supplements up to 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, double Patriot points with every order that can be used towards future purchases. Take advantage of this sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air.
You saw a product called Vasopressin, don't you?
We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you, Vasopressin.
News I haven't covered yet, but we'll take calls. We'll prioritize veterans' calls before I do that. Plus these video clips. Democrats acting like jackasses. Democrats being themselves. Let's go back out to the lines, though, where Hatman, Navy veteran, is called in from West Virginia. Hatman, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hatman! Hey, Owen. Do you remember how Hitler used to tie his shoes?
No.
Not so little Nazis. Now, I told that little joke to illustrate a point. Is that no dictator, no despot, no tyrant, no authoritarian can ever last long if he doesn't have minions to carry out his usually inhumane orders by a bunch of bullies. And that leads me to the court cases that Alex is going through now. These judges are acting like bullies. And I found out that, let's see, if you don't bring up something in the original trial, when you go to appeal it, you can't bring it up. So what he needs to try to do, either himself or his attorneys, is to get the judges on the record as to whether or not they consider themselves to be duly sworn public servants. And if they had also sworn to abide by judicial canons, one of the ones that's most important there is the one where they swear to be impartial triers of fact in courtrooms. So,
well, yeah, it seems that government officials' oaths don't really mean much these days. But that's why throughout these cases, so many times you'll hear the plaintiffs say, move to strike, move to object or whatever, and the judge will do it. Because when it comes to the appeal process, like you said, if it's not brought up in the original case, it can't be brought up in appeals. That's why they're erasing everything we bring up in the courtroom. So anything our attorneys bring up, anything Alex brings up, anything, they just strike it from the record. That way, when it gets to the appeals court, it's like it never happened. So you're right on about that. But the problem is they've got the judge with the technique to make sure that that doesn't make it to the appeals court already anyway. But, you know, and let me just say this, too, because
if I go to a court and I swear to tell the truth, And I get on the stand, and I get caught lying. Even years later, I also catch a perjury charge. I don't understand why public officials who also swear an oath to fealty to the Constitution before the, as a condition of taking office, I don't know why they can't be held accountable by the same measure.
Well, they could be. We just don't have any. We don't hold any corrupt politicians to account anymore. So I mean, it's just a lost art. It's something we need to bring back, quite frankly. But it's so lost.
Exactly.
It's so lost now. We need a miracle to bring it back. Thanks for the call, Hat Man. You know, I'll just say this as well. You know, obviously what's been done to Alex Jones and InfoWars with all the lawfare is an example of political and government corruption, and, you know, more so with just, I say this in the context of how he said, you know, how do authoritarians do what they do? Well, they need their minions. They need their foot soldiers, just like Hitler needed his Nazi soldiers. And then, he refers to the judge. But, all things considered, that level of minionhood, let's say, is actually kind of small. And people might disagree because the issue of free speech is obviously important. But it's the masses of minions that have now totally conformed to whatever the establishment narrative is, whatever the mainstream narrative is. They just totally conform to it. And they do exactly what they're told. And so the courtroom, what you're talking about, is like an isolated incident. I mean, we're talking about millions of completely brainwashed, mindless fools now that do whatever they're told, conform to whatever they're told to conform to. The medical tyranny, the medical fascism, killing babies is a good thing, war with Ukraine. And so that's what I'm really concerned about. But what's going to happen when all these people that have the Ukraine flags and stand with Ukraine, when they're told, all right, it's time for you to go fight Russia and Ukraine, somehow I feel like that Ukraine flag is going to disappear rapidly.
Some of it needed right away for Iran, but it's more will be needed. And
What? Nancy Pelosi wants disaster relief for Iran? Ian? Jeez, what an embarrassment. Another drunken old fool, Nancy Pelosi, whose face looks like a prosthetic mask, warmed up beef jerky.
Yeah.
Disgusting. One of the oldest, crookedest, corruptest politicians you've ever seen in your life, Nancy Pelosi. The insanity didn't stop there from Pelosi. This is an incredible one. Listen to the blatant racism and bigotry from Nancy Pelosi in clip 8.
The fact is that we have a responsibility to secure our border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation. Right now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize our moral responsibility as well. When the president, the former, occasional occupant of the White House.
She's having some Biden issues. Yeah, she's having some Biden issues. She's just talking a bunch
of mess have you there. Done this to us, San Francisco?
Yeah.
So who's in worse shape right now, Pelosi or Biden? I mean, neither one of them can talk.
I think they both got.
They can't even talk.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, get those illegal immigrants back into the cotton fields. Get those illegal immigrants picking my crops. What the fuck? What?
It sounds like.
God, I mean, they're
just. What to say to black people now? It's going to immigrants.
Go ahead.
Saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Oh my God! What's she gonna say next? Get her off the screen.
Don't recognize her.
What is this old fool gonna say next? Well, send the illegal immigrants to my mansion in California. They need to clean my toilets. Send the illegal immigrants to my house in California to clean my kitchen. Get those illegal immigrants working for me. I don't have to pay them anything. I mean, what is wrong with these people? How can anybody still be fooled by the Democrat Party? How can anybody still be convinced that Democrat Party leadership hasn't gone completely psychotic?
Democrats.
I've got more from Pelosi. Here we go. Pelosi, clip 6, stuttering her way through telling you she needs to steal more of your money.
In any country's history to cut carbon pollution by 40% and lower energy costs and dramatically lowers the deficit while fully being paid for by taxing wealthy and corporate that they pay their fair share.
Pay your fair share. There it is again. So here she is telling you that all of their global warming nonsense is paid for. It's not. They want $1 trillion. What do you mean? It's paid for. What do you mean it's paid for? How are you going to pay for it? You're going to have to take our money.
Yep.
That's what she's telling you. We're going to pay for it by taking your money.
Exactly.
But then they go with the old wealthy corporations. Rich pay their fair share. Really, Pelosi, how much do you pay in taxes? You know, I've got this story that's been on my desk.
Next to nothing.
For 2 weeks now, and I never got to it just because it's, you know, falling into the cracks, but there was a whole story in the New York Times headline, stock trades reported by nearly a fifth of Congress show possible conflicts, and then an even better dissertation by Chris Josephs. It found that 81 Democrats and 101 Republicans filed up to 3,700 trades and $100 million in possible volume. Many had 100% winners with perfect timing. So I'm going to take it off my desk and remove it now. But I mean, our politicians are so corrupt. It's just unreal. And Nancy Pelosi is one of the worst. And she gets up there and tells you, we're going to stop the weather by taking your money. And people actually believe it from an old woman up there that sounds like she just had a fifth of vodka and two Percocets and looks like death warmed over?
It did. The demon Satanists, they're all Satanists up there.
Hey, but don't worry. That was after Pelosi said, get those illegal immigrants back into the fields. Get those illegal immigrants back cleaning my kitchen and my toilets. Because, you know, they're the good guys. Because they're the good guys. Unbelievable. There's a reason why their logo is an ass.
Because they are asses.
Democrats. All right, let's take a phone call here.
Asses around.
Let's go to a veteran, and that's Mike, Air Force Coast Guard. He's across the pond in England calling in today. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thank you very much for taking my call. And praise God that you are doing what you do because you're so great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just want to go back on what you were saying about the weather modification. They've had that down for years, and a guy that you can get on, you know, invite him on the show, I think you'd probably find it kind of interesting. He goes on YouTube, his name or his moniker is Dutch Sense, and years and years ago, this is probably like 15, maybe 20 years ago, he was showing the radars as they go off and how the weather would be altered real time. You know, he's since moved on to doing earthquake forecasting, and he's pretty good at it. But they've really had the weather modification down for a long time. And like even in the Air Force here, you know, on their pencils, they you know how they give out. Actually, they're good quality pencils. There's a little logo on there says anticipate and exploit the weather for battle. And I think one thing that happened that it's pretty reachable to check out, and Dutch Sense covered it, was one time the Philippines, and this is going back several years, I think they were warming up to Russia or something like that. They're just making overtures that way. And the current administration at the time didn't like it. And they steered three storms into the Philippines. I don't know if you remember that. It's one right after the other. And they got the message. So if you get the guy on, I'm sure he'll be able to inform you on at least what he covered in weather modification using the various radars around.
All right. Well, we'll definitely check into that. And, you know, I, just to be clear, I'm not denying that the weather modification goes on. I'm just not sure they've mastered it enough to direct a hurricane like that to hit an exact part of land. And I'm not sure maybe the the gentleman you're talking about would disagree. But you know, the great irony is that we have to sit here, we just heard about it from Nancy Pelosi, we have to sit here and listen to our politicians talk about stopping man-made climate change, and they blame that because you want to eat a steak or you want to drive a car. But they're literally spraying barium, lithium, aluminum. They're spraying all this crap in the sky like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. They're spraying the sky with God knows what. And then they point the finger at you and say, you need to be a slave for man-made climate change. How that irony and hypocrisy isn't a bigger story to me. It just shows how our politicians are liars and liberals don't live in reality.
Yeah, and with the war, you know, how green is war?
Oh.
How much pollution is going to come out of that? If they're really green, they really care about it, stop war.
Right.
Gee, why didn't I think of that, Mike? I want to save the planet. So let's launch a war. Let's do weather modification. Let's spray the atmosphere. Let's block the sun because I want to save the planet.
Yeah, it's
psychotic.
It's
Mike,
planet.
Thank you so much for the call. Great call.
I mean,
it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't even, there's no point, I'll play the clips, but there's no point even correcting these liberals anymore. It's like, just let them talk. Let the people see what jackasses and liars they are. I love the planet so much. I'm going to have war, and I'm going to spray chemicals into the sky because I want to save the planet. Ah, yeah. Well, I'm getting major pushback here. Callers and crew saying, no, Owen, they can manipulate the weather like that. And one of our great crew members sent me a InfoWars documentary in the break. I haven't seen it yet, but it's at band.video. It's on the InfoWars Films channel. Ben Livingston, the father of weaponized weather. It's got about 50,000 views. There it is right there on the screen. Go to band.video, InfoWars Films channel, if you want to watch that. Original air date, January 31st, 2011. So there you go. I got a little homework for this weekend, perhaps. Band.video. How important is it to keep that site up, folks? That's why we need your support shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let's take a look here, though. Kamala Harris, after confusing South Korea for North Korea, is now talking about the hurricane relief effort. And again, Democrats just showing you how bigoted they are. We just heard from Pelosi, get that illegal immigrant back in the field. And so now let's go. Here's the bigotry from Kamala Harris in clip 18.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. And so
women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
That's communist talk. That's straight out of the communist playbook right there. No, freedom is the answer. And being rewarded for the fruits of your labor is the answer.
Right.
What you're talking about is communism and government authoritarianism. But did you hear what she said there subtly? She says, minorities, people of color, need to be getting the disaster relief before white people because the problems that they're enduring are white people's faults. That's what Kamala Harris just said.
Crazy.
And you know, I'm going to cover this NFL story later, but I still like watching NFL football, only the games though. I can't stand, that's pretty much all sports now is I can sit down and still enjoy a game, but anything else outside of that, it's just overwhelmed with propaganda. I mean, the anti-white propaganda that rolls during commercial breaks of professional sports, it's reached stunning levels. And it's so bad that I can't even imagine. I mean, it's like, I'm not going to sit here and cry victim of racism, but I'll point out the blatant racism in modern television programming. But it's like, I can't imagine if you're a black American watching this and you just clearly see this anti-white bigotry, but as a representation of you, if you consider yourself, you know, you're like, hey, I'm a black American, you consider yourself part of that community, and you see, it's kind of like the gays against groomers. It's like, hey, I'm gay, but I don't like grooming children. It's like, hey, I'm part of the LGBTQ community, but I'm not into this pedophilia. It's like, I'd imagine a lot of black Americans feel the same way. It's like, hey, I'm a proud black American, but damn, like, I don't hate white people. I don't blame everything on white people. I don't sit here and have to tear down white people all day. And then it's just constantly just propaganda in front of their face. Like, yeah, like you're part of the black community, like anti-white now. It's like, no, not anti-white, but it's always liberal. See, it's always the liberal left.
The sick liberal fans.
But this is why you have this phenomenon now of black children being extremely racist against white children. And Democrats want to put that into the schools and call it critical race theory. And so white children get beaten, white children get shot, white children get murdered. It's all celebrated by the media because that's what these poor kids are being taught.
That's why.
Blame white guy for everything. White person is the bad guy. And because you're black, you're a victim of a white person. And so your anger, your violence is justified. And it's all being taught. It's blatant racism, and it's once again the Democrat Party. They've been the racists forever.
Yep. They're the KKKers.
Really just sad, sad stuff, in my opinion.
So of course they're the racists.
All right. You also have the blatant discrimination against pro-life people,
yep.
Like the violence being done against pro-life centers. But you know what? I'm going to have to just play that clip later. Maybe we'll play that Sunday because I want to take a call from a veteran right now. We've got Joe, a Marine veteran, calling in from Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I appreciate your call. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
I've held on to this stuff for about a year, and I'll tell you, I went back and forth on what the best way to explain it or to even share it with someone that's trustworthy. But, you know, I came in contact with this message, this email from a commander chaplain, and he basically, this is before the shot, the jab was made mandatory, and basically what it said was, hey, here's all the resources for your service members. There's going to be a lot of questions, you know, resources to allow them to know that there's aborted baby fetal cells that were used in production and research for the COVID-19 shot, along with quotes from archbishops and just, you know, millions and millions of pieces of information. You know, there's about 7-8 slides on there that were provided from the commander chaplain to higher enlisted service members to share with their service members, their junior service members. And this is an email chain that basically it accidentally came into my contact and they forgot to delete the rest of the chain of communications. And then once it got to the higher enlisted, they basically said, hey, this is information we got from the chaps, but I wouldn't share this with your junior enlisted. So that to me showed that they willingly prevented information from people that had questions but didn't get all the resources that they were owed and they had a right to see before making that big decision in their career. And you know, basically, I wanted to let you guys know this first because I trust InfoWars. I've been watching you guys for a long time and appreciate all the good work you guys do. But, you know, I saw everyone in my command take the jab, and me and maybe a few other people that I know in the military didn't take it. And it's really bad because since then, you know, I was made to take, you know, the COVID test often, you know, on a weekly basis. And I've tested negative every single time over the past year. But other people in my command ended up catching it again. They get to stay in the military, but service members like myself and a few of my friends there, you know.
Well, they're going to have to revoke the vaccine mandate soon enough. In fact, they already are in most cases. And you obviously made the right decision. It's sad that the others got duped into taking this. But, I mean, we have... They've been studying mRNA injections since the 50s. They've never been able to bring them to market because it kills every mammal that takes it. We also had the leaked documents from October of 2020 that showed that they had already done safety tests on the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, and they knew it was going to cause heart attacks, blood clots, seizures, Guillain-Barré, and everything else. So the experience that you've had is one example that you've seen in real time now where they knew the shots were not only not safe, not effective, but dangerous, and they still forced them on people anyway. And so, this is one of the greatest crimes against humanity in world history, and if the individuals responsible for this are not brought to justice, then there is no justice, and there is no human civil rights anymore.
I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the...
Ah, yes, another day, another confused Joe Biden has to be ushered off the stage because he doesn't know where he is or who he is.
Where am I at? What am I doing?
He's fine, though. We're doing fine.
Democrat
bigotry has been a bit of a theme today. We've got more evidence of this. Listen to AOC, who thinks poor people just need to die. Wow, amazing bigotry against poor people from AOC here in clip four.
Maybe they need to put them in jail.
I think it's important to state that that abortion is an economic issue. Forcing poor and working class people to give birth against their will, against their consent, against their ability to provide for themselves or a child is a profound economic issue, and it's certainly a way to keep a workforce basically conscripted to large-scale employers and to employers to work more against their will, to take second and third jobs against their desire and their own autonomy. And so the idea that that abortion and access to abortion is somehow not a profound and central economic and class issue and class struggle is certainly something that I think a person who's never had to contend with the ability to carry a child, it belies that perspective.
You understand that straight up communist propaganda right there? I mean, you do recognize that, right? Poor people just need to die. Poor people just need to kill their kids. And by the way, nobody should have to work.
Like that.
I mean, it's literally straight up propaganda, communist propaganda. Poor people should die and kill their kids. And by the way, nobody should have to work ever. I mean, what? It's crazy stuff. So I say just keep talking at this point. Just keep talking and keep showing the world who you are. Man, oh man, it's just unbelievable stuff. You know what?
They continue to keep doing.
I want to cover a big issue in the NFL right now because there's a big story after a football game last night. And as usual, the American media is completely missing it. So we don't usually cover sports here or NFL, but everyone's missing the story. So I'm going to have to fill in here, fill in the void about what's going on. So background. On Sunday, an NFL quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, I forget his name, it's a real tough one, was knocked out of a football game and was barely able to walk and stuttering around the field. And that was on Sunday, and he was removed from the game. He was then able to come back and finish the game. Clearly concussed. They got away with it. Well, the NFL is now more about television money than anything else. And so what they've done is they've created this new thing called Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football is a horrible embarrassment. It's the worst thing the NFL has done in years, and it needs to be canceled immediately. Between Thursday Night Football and them still playing on field turf, those are the two worst things happening in the NFL right now. Because what happens? Players play hurt. And since it's all a television show, they have to have their stars on the field. So they had to put Tua on the field to start because it's Thursday Night Football, primetime television, even though he wasn't ready. Neuroscientist slams Dolphins over Tua Tagovailoa's injury. This is a disaster. Here was Chris Nowinski. This was before the game. He said, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right. Well, guess what? Tua took the field, and not only was he knocked out with another concussion, folks, he had a seizure on the field in one of the scariest moments you've ever seen in NFL football. That was Tua last Sunday, unable to walk under his own power after getting a concussion. That was last Sunday. because they have Thursday night football for TV, he doesn't get normal time to recover. He has to play Thursday night primetime football, and he has a seizure on the field in one of the scariest moments we've ever seen in NFL history. Now, just to make this worse, the coaches all knew he had the concussion. The NFL knew he had the concussion. Well, how do I know this? Well, as if it wasn't obvious enough.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night, the Bengals were favored to win the game by 4 points. That should have never been the case. That was a telltale sign that something was wrong, and they knew it. Any other circumstances, Tua is a healthy quarterback, the Dolphins are favored to win that game. Okay? I know how this stuff works. I've been in the sports media. I know how the gambling Vegas lines work. The fact that the Bengals were favored proves everybody knew Tua was hurt. Everybody. Because Vegas don't mess around. They're not about to take a hit. When some people know that Tua can't perform and is going to underperform that night, no, they're going to make sure that they have the correct line. So the Bengals got favored. Tua gets knocked out of the game. One of the most horrific scenes. Now, this is what's pathetic about the NFL. The NFL is full of scumbags. At the executive level, and sadly, some of the players turn out that way too. A very minority amount, I must say. Most NFL players are good guys. But we've seen the stories, NFL players killing people, DUIs, beating women, rape allegations, and all of it. And so what the NFL has to do is they have to try to have this moral aura that it's a good thing, the NFL is above board, and so they do all the virtue signaling for the LGBTQ, they do all the virtue signaling for minorities and Black Americans, and they do all this virtue signaling, and they have their charity work that they really just do so they can be tax exempt. It's all about money, and it's all about TV ratings, and last night's game should prove just that. And so this is the big failure from the NFL. Stop pretending like you're a moral organization. Football is a violent, ruthless, cutthroat sport and industry. That's what it is. And you take felons into your league because they're good players. Stop acting like it's something it's not. Because you know what? People will still watch. We like the game. We like the entertainment. But see, they have to have this image of, oh, they're so moral and virtuous and they do all the virtue signaling. No, the NFL is filled with scumbags. Like Roger Goodell, who didn't stop Tua Tagovailoa from playing last night and may now never play again. I hope he can even live a normal life. But guess what? Tua made a decision to play that night.
Should not have played.
And so at the end of the day, let's just be honest about the NFL. It's a bunch of money-grubbing whores. It's a bunch of money-grubbing television whores at the executive level and the TV level. And the game and the sport itself is a violent, ruthless, cutthroat thing. Let's just be honest about it. Stop pretending that it's something it's not. And now the whole world saw what you did last night. And shows that you're a total fraud when it comes to putting player safety first, or that you want to stop concussions. The NFL executives are all frauds, and they're going to prove it even more, because sadly, the young first-year head coach at Miami that's doing a great job should be fired immediately. Everybody on player personnel within the Miami Dolphins should be fired immediately. Everybody at the player personnel level, at the NFL level, when it comes to concussions and injury protocols, should all be fired. And they should be praying. They should be praying that Tua not only is able to ever play again, but to just live a normal life after what happened last night. Or stop pretending to be individuals at the NFL with high moral values, high moral consciousness, and virtuous. You're not. You're scumbags. Football's violent. Football's cutthroat and ruthless. Just be honest about what it is, and we don't have to make a big deal of this. But you lied about who you are, you lied about what you are, and now the whole world saw it last night because a player played when he shouldn't have, and he had one of the scariest seizures we have ever seen on a football field. So there's the truth about the NFL that no one else will tell you. All right, you know, I've got a lot of other news here and video clips, but we're just going to have to cover this all on Sunday night. I host Sunday Night Live. 6 to 8 p.m. You can watch it live on the Alex Jones channel at band.video or the archive on the Sunday Night Live channel on band.video. A bunch of news here that I'm just not going to be able to get to because I got callers on the line.